Luke chapter 9, reading verses 1 to 17. Jesus sends out the 12. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, "Take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them." So they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was going on, and he was perplexed because some were saying that John had been raised from the dead, others that Elijah had appeared, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago had come back to life. But Herod said, "I beheaded John. Who then is this I hear such things about?" And he tried to see him. Jesus feeds the 5,000. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." He replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. A few years ago, as part of our Lenten liturgy in church, each week we added relevant items to a Lenten boat. As we were thinking about Peter's story, the item added was a welcome mat. It's always a source of amazement to me how God speaks into the ideas and topics of the day. So I was perhaps not surprised to find in our passage today the words written at the top of this reflection, how Jesus welcomed the crowd. It is also a wonder how we can look at an item or hear words and interpret those words and images in so many different ways. At the time, someone didn't like the fact that the welcome mat was brand new and had no signs of use. He would have preferred a mat which had seen much use and which demonstrated the hospitality of the house outside which it served its purpose. Personally, I can see that point and I like it as an interpretation, but I also like the fact that it was brand new. In its shiny newness, it was very sparkly. It spoke to me of how our welcome should be a fresh and new adventure with every friend or stranger who comes to us. Secondly, the passage returns to the subject I've written about over the past few days, so I'll not repeat myself, but it does remind us of the challenge to speak of the gospel. Thirdly, I was spoken to by the healing that Jesus performed. We are not all called to carry out physical healing, but we are called to be healers in people's lives, in their worries and distress, in their seeking the truth of God in their lives, in their joys and in their sorrows. In all of these places and many, many more, we can be part of the bringing of wholeness into people's daily lives. Finally, although we often have stories to tell of God working in our lives, we are called to be aware that we also have a vital part to play in the stories that others will tell of their experience of God. I've chosen as our hymn today, Singing the Faith 655, We Cannot Measure How You Heal.
We cannot measure how you heal or answer every sufferer's prayer, yet we believe your grace responds where faith and doubt unite to care. Your hands, the bloody of the cross, survive to hold and heal and hold, to carry all through death to life and cradle children yet unborn. The pain that will not go away, the guilt that clings from things on past, the fear of what the future holds, our present as if meant to last, but present to lifts up rich strength, the hurt we never hoped to find, the private agony is in sight, the memories that haunt the mind. So some have come who need your help, and some have come to make amends, as hands which shaped and saved the world are present in the touch of friends. Lord, let your Spirit take us in to mend the body, mind and soul, to
we come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. He welcomed them, spoke to them about the kingdom of God. Lord, we praise you, for you call each one of us to come to you, and as we come, you make us welcome. Not as Christians or congregations, not as crowds, but as individuals, known in our own uniqueness and loved for it. In so many ways you speak to us of the kingdom of God, as you did to the crowds so long ago. Help us to be as welcoming to everyone as you were. Help us to be aware of the places you want us to be, so that we can extend that welcome to those who want and need it. In our welcoming, help us to be sensitive to others' needs, but also courageous to speak of you and your healing power in people's lives. May our welcome mat be well used, and though well trodden on, may they be kept fresh and sparkly for all who come. Amen.